Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Monday, April 22nd, 9:06 a.m. on this Monday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle, joining remote back in the Red Rock studio, San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David. How are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Always nice to go on a little bit of a trip, but also it's not fun to leave the Red Rock country,
Yeah. Especially
this time of year. It's starting to get really nice.
Yeah, it's been beautiful. What a great weekend, and just a hint of things to come for the next few months. Anyway, it's a great time to be in the Red Rock country. Sorry that you're not.
Yeah, me too. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Every morning, as we do, we've got lots of local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. And, of course, the Bears Ears National Monument Draft Plan, that was published in March 8th, and there's seven public meetings going on. The first of those public meetings happened last week, and I've been listening to the meeting on Tuesday and finally got a report ready for it. It's a pretty long, intensive report. It's going to be in the San Juan Record tomorrow, Wednesday. But I'm going to try and cover some of it as part of the show this morning. So if you're interested in that, you might like the segment. If not, you may be looking forward to something else. But
it's a big issue.
First meeting was an online forum held on April 16th, last Tuesday. Another meeting happened later that week in Salt Lake City on April 18th. That was Thursday. And then the first of two meetings happening locally in the Red Rock country is this week. That meeting happening tomorrow night in Blanding. That'll be a good opportunity for folks to learn information. The federal land agencies, meaning the Bureau of Land Management and Forest Service representatives, as well as the Bears Ears Commission, provided information and answered some questions related to the draft plan. In that April 16th forum, the group spoke about recreation, grazing, target shooting, tribal co-management, and the possible closure of motorized travel in Arch Canyon. At the meeting, members of the BLM and Forest Service outlined the timeline of events following President Biden's redesignation of the 1.3 million acre monument in October 2021. The agencies published a notice of intent to draft the plan in August 2022, with, as mentioned, it was published in March 8th with a 90-day public comment period open since that time, and it's concluding on June 11th. They also shared a timeline of the future. It looks like that at the meeting, the agency leaders shared that the proposed resource management plan and the final impact statement will likely be published in October of 2024, with the record of decision to be signed likely around January 2025. Again, these are all tentative schedules. Beyond the June 11th will be the end of public comment. Of course, formal public comments on the draft plan can be submitted online at the eplanning.blm.gov website. You can find a specific project. You can also mail comments to the Monticello field office of the BLM in Monticello, or by filling out a comment card at a public meeting. At the April 16th meeting, again, a couple of different items were discussed, including travel in Arch Canyon. At the meeting, Jake Palma, BLM Monticello field manager, spoke about travel and transportation within the monument. Travel areas within the monument would be designated as limited or closed, with designated limited areas being limited to designated routes or other limitations such as vehicle size or seasonal limitations. Closed designation of areas would be closed to OHV, that's off-highway vehicle use, and special route designations will be determined through the travel management plan, which will be developed in the future. While alternatives A, B, and C of the plan, again, there's five alternatives of the draft plan. The first three would have no additional areas closed in the monument. Alternatives D and E would have some area closures, with alternative D being more restrictive than E. However, both D and E would include an area closure of Arch Canyon. In the meeting, federal agencies responded to a written question asked when the proposed closure of Arch Canyon might take place and why it would be closed for OHV use. Palma shared that the area closure to OHVs are part of Alternatives D&E, and if the area closure to Arch Canyon were going to affect, that would take place immediately upon the record of decision, which again would be near the end of 2024 or early 2025. Palma also shared the rationale for the consideration of closure of the area as part of the true draft alternatives. Said, quote, that the area specifically is rich in cultural resources, including water, wildlife, important culturally important plants, and that it's long been a desirable location for multi-day backpacking trips, which hasn't been ideal for backpackers to get in there while there's motorized vehicles in the canyon. Saying consideration of sensitive resources, wildlife, cultural resources, water, and user conflict potential, the agencies felt it was appropriate to consider a range of alternatives. And he says that considers in a couple of alternatives an area closure for Arch Canyon. Palmer reiterated that it is a range of alternatives to consider and that no commitment to the area closure has been made at this point. He said they'll consider public input in how they proceed from a draft plan to a proposed plan and how they manage the Arch Canyon area as part of an OHV designation. So that, of course, has been big news ever since the draft plan has come out. And folks have been really interested in the future of Arch Canyon.
Yeah, Arch Canyon, of course, it comes down off of Cedar Mesa into Combe Wash. Just an incredible place that has been the focus of a lot of intrigue in recent years. The environmental community has been clamoring for its closure. The local community, local residents have been hoping for its opening, and now with a new draft plan of Bears Ears National Monument, it could result in the closure to motorized traffic of Arch Canyon. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right, Bill. So that's definitely a possibility. You know, again, it's of the alternatives, two of them would recommend that closure of that area. Others would not. And again, there's a couple of reasons given there. That the agency shared, hey, these are the reasons why that's being considered. But again, they said it's not a finalized plan, and they're hoping to hear public comment on it. At the meeting as well, members of the public lands agencies also spoke about recreation management within the monument. Alternatives A through D would have special recreation management areas. However, alternative E, again, that's the preferred alternative, would take a different approach by identifying four recreation zones with varying zones applied to all acreage in the monument. So those different zones, Palma outlined that the monument sees an estimated 500,000 visitors a year and said that those zones are related to trying to guide folks where they know recreation is happening. He said that they're encouraging people, considering those zones, can help encourage people to go to specific places that are prepared for more people to go to. Says it doesn't mean that people can't hike otherwise throughout the monument. Says they just encourage people to stay on trails that are prepared to be able to protect resources, but it's not a prohibition of hiking anywhere within the monument. Under alternative E, also dispersed campsites in areas would be inventoried and monitored with designated campsites through future planning. Also, special recreation permits would be required for all organized groups over the size of 15 people, as well as the prohibition of certain activities like paragliding, hang gliding, base jumping, and geocaching. Again, that's within alternative E, the preferred alternative. Grazing is not supposed to change too much, it says, according to federal land agencies. The presidential proclamation was clear that grazing is an allowable use of the monument and that existing permits and uses would be allowed to continue. Palma shared that there's some slight reductions in acreage available to grazing, but that there would be no modifications to the amount of AUMs, that's animal unit months, that are within each allotment. Alternatives B, C, and E have a proposed reduction in acreage available to grazing, Palma said that those essentially are inaccessible even now to cattle and haven't been grazed in some time, so those areas have been added to unavailable to grazing in that plan. Alternative D would have more reduction of acreages available and more trailing-only areas. Also, a discussion about target shooting in the monument. There's a range within the plan of allowing target shooting throughout the monument, as all the way through. Alternative E has zero target shooting allowed in the monument. So again, there's a range there related to target shooting. But the agencies did clarify that target shooting will not limit people's ability to hunt within the monument. So even if there is a complete target shooting closure, folks will still be able to hunt within the monument as, you know, through legal means. You know, whether that's an animal that requires a tag, you'd still need that. Or if it doesn't, you could still hunt within the monument. At the meeting as well, the BLM and Forest Service also spoke with and about the co-management of the monument with the Bears Ears Commission. Of course, the commission is made up of representatives from the Navajo Nation, Ute Mountain Ute Tribe, the Indian Tribe of the Uinta and Ouray, the Hopi Tribe, and the Pueblo of Zuni. Michael Englehart, who's the district manager for the Forest Service Moab/Monticello office, described the process of drafting the resource management plan as very special, noting that the plan was drafted through a cooperative agreement with the tribes represented on the commission, and that all alternatives included consideration for traditional indigenous knowledge. Spoke about how Englehart said it's not just the content and consideration for traditional indigenous knowledge. He says it's the understanding, the relationship building between our nation and the sovereign nations represented by the Bears Ears Commission to help us build and grow together, to see worldviews, perspectives from the traditional indigenous nations that help us manage land better together. Representative of the Pueblo of Zuni, Anthony Sanchez, added that the tribes will be able to provide recommendations to the agencies on how the land will be managed according to their knowledge and expertise. Sanchez says, quote, it allows the tribes to continue this opportunity of passing our traditional knowledge and cultivating our youth and learning and managing their ancestral footprint in the current culturally significant areas of importance to tribes. A question was also asked at the meeting in relation to the idea of cultural site rest and closures. Englehart shared that the agencies will continue to collaborate with tribal representatives via the Bears Ears Commission on implementing resource rest for cultural sites. Also speaking related to that was Davina Smith, Navajo Nation representative on the Bears Ears Intertribal Coalition and proxy for Council Delegate Curtis Unito. Smith outlined that land resting also provides benefit to the natural environment, including the soil, which provides plants that serve as medicines for ceremonial purposes, as well as nutrition for humans and wildlife alike. Smith said, we see it as a grocery store, and we need to be patient and let it replenish and give nutrients for all of us to use. She also added that any decision for cultural rest of areas, like all aspects of the monument, would be a collaborative decision. Smith said, quote, agencies will be making these decisions in collaborations with the Bears Ears Commission. So I also want to say, in other words, said Smith, tribes cannot and will not close the monument. BLM and Forest Service representatives also discussed a variety of other items of interest as well, including dark sky designation, scientific research with the monument, and other items. And so again, there's going to be an opportunity tomorrow in Blanding at Utah State University to hear a similar presentation and have questions answered related to this draft management plan.
Wow, what a big story. Of course, the Bears Ears has been dominating our news for almost 10 years now. It's coming along, and now we've got a draft management plan that features co-management with the tribal coalition. That'll be the first time anything like that has happened, and how that works out and what that means. What are your thoughts? What are your feelings, David?
Oh, man, it's so much, you know, and that's something that they mentioned in this meeting as well. Is that they said, hey, we're gonna scratch the surface on some things that folks are interested in. But again, it's a 1,200-page document. So folks that are interested are really, you know, if you're really interested in recreation or grazing or whatever it is, I definitely recommend checking out the plan and reading it and providing comment. I think it's a culmination of a lot of work, and be interesting to see. You know, they spoke about how to give effective comments as well as part of that meeting. You know, they noted that comments are not used or counted as votes, but they do consider opinions or preferences for alternatives. Those won't receive a formal response, but they'll be considered as part of the decision-making process. You know, and then comments that provide any new and relevant information, personal knowledge of locations, resources. Those are also considered. So, again, it's a huge it's a huge document, and there's going to be some impacts, but I feel like they did a good job of at least addressing, okay, you know, this may change what folks do on the monument. This maybe won't, you know, it'll be really interesting to see that implementation come into effect. Again, it's a huge monument, 1.3 million acres. That is a ton to manage.
Yeah, what an incredible vast monument this is. If you add Canyonlands, Arches, Zions, Bryce Canyon, and Capitol Reef, the mighty five Utah parks, add them all together, they don't begin to touch the size of Bears Ears National Monument. I mean, it's a vast scope of a monument, and it'll have some impacts. So we've had two meetings. So the first was a virtual meeting. The second was out of the area. Tomorrow night is the first local meeting where people can ask questions, get answers, make comments. Where and when is that again?
Yeah, so that's going to be in the Utah State University Blanding campus. I believe it's going to be in the library building. Let me double check that. But it's tomorrow night from 6 to 8. And again, let me double check that, that address.
Yeah, I assume it's going to be in the Arts and Events
Center. Again, it's going to be at USU Blanding tomorrow from 6 to 8. And it's listed at 576 West, 200 South. So I believe that's the library building. I know they do a lot of events at the Arts and Events Center, but luckily USU Blanding's campus is pretty small. So
yeah, just go and look
there,
for the crowds.
You'll be able to find it.
Wow. So what was your feeling of the tenor of the meetings that you've participated in?
Well, it was interesting. I mean, mine was this online meeting, and it was very controlled as far as, you know, they're, you know, tonight, you know, folks are going to be able to have their questions asked and answered. You know, this was very formalized, but again, I felt like that they were looking to address people's questions, you know, and that was something that, you know, again, Jake Palma, as he was answering questions, he was saying, you know, especially about things like Arch Canyon, you know, they'd be read a question that they received, and to be like, yeah, I've been asked this a lot, you know, so I think that they tried to get a sense of, okay, what are people most interested in this draft plan? And they tried to answer the questions or provide, you know, the perspective of why an alternative was being considered, you know, and they were careful again as well to say, hey, these are alternatives. There's five of them. And, you know, we don't have to necessarily take all of alternative C or all of alternative E. You know, there's mixing that can happen. But again, that's going to depend on public comment and also, you know, ultimately a decision by the federal land agencies and the commission, which again, it's like you mentioned, Bill, this is a very first of its kind. You know, how do you fully co-manage, you know, a monument? That's a question that's being answered in real time. And you know, to what extent, you know, people's voices are heard, you know, whether that's the Bears Ears Commission or whether that's, public entities or the state of Utah, those questions again remain to be seen. I know that, that comments are being heard, you know, but, to what effect, you know, things are applied, that remains to be seen, and, will be very interesting to see the result.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. Very fascinating. Thank you, David.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, a lot of what I've reported on is going to be in the upcoming edition of the San Juan Record, and hopefully it's information that's helpful. Again, you know, it was about a 90-minute meeting, and so we definitely didn't cover all of it, of the meeting. And then the meeting itself, you know, as I said, they admitted, hey, we're not going to be able to get into every detail, but we tried to address what they thought and what they've heard from the community is most important to talk about.
Wow.
Well, very good. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92, and we've got more local news and happenings for you this morning on the show. We'll go ahead and take a break and be back.
All right. I'm clicking buttons, David. Where should I go?
Prod PC should be turned on and up.
Uh-huh.
And then there should be, I was just thinking, we just did a great segment. Now we're getting people behind the curtain. Radio DJ, there should be a play button up in the top right corner. Well, while we work on that.
Springtime is popping up all around us. Come visit Walker's True Value in Moab for all the tools and materials you need to get those spring projects done. From the garden to the patio and the fun toys to the paint and lumber to build new and spruce up. Walker's True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. Next to Walker Drug.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one too with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems, such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
Meet Sinch IT, not just your average IT service. We're fast and friendly, helping businesses like yours overcome tech challenges. Our experienced team offers an array of cybersecurity services, including data backup, email traffic monitoring, and malware removal. We're local, providing swift on-site assistance whenever you need it. Say goodbye to long waits and hello to immediate help. Don't wait. Connect with Sinch IT today for a free consultation. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or head to cinchit.com. Propel your business to new heights with Sinch IT.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Monday, April 22nd, 9:30 a.m. Glad you joined us for another edition of the Morning Show. We've got lots of items for you this morning. Taking a look throughout the Red Rock area, looking at the Shiprock area in New Mexico. Navajo Police Department reporting yesterday around 1:40 there was a large brush fire that was reported on the to the Navajo Police Department Shiprock District. Brush fire was located south of Navajo Route 553, and officers checked the area and were able to get get that under control, but a little bit of a brush fire there in Shiprock yesterday, so good response there. Looking now north of New Mexico up into Colorado, the city of Cortez is seeking feedback about a plan to assess South Broadway area as a brownfield. This is a report from Bailey Duran to the Cortez Journal. You can read that report in full at the-journal.com or in the latest edition of the Cortez Journal. Bailey does a really good job reporting there. The city of Cortez is gathering community input about a study of the South Broadway corridor and a grant that could provide funding for environmental assessments, cleanup, and redevelopment of the area. The South Broadway area-wide planning study is being done as part of the statewide Brownfields Assessment Grant Program, and a grant is issued by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. The grant provides opportunity for communities to fund environmental assessments and cleanups, site reuse, and area-wide planning activities. So again, folks can get their input given in that survey, and you can weigh in there on the future of that area. Again, more information online at the-journal.com. Also, City of Cortez should have some links there to that survey so folks can weigh in. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. As part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services throughout the area.
Yes, there'll be funeral services for Jack Brewer of Monticello. They'll take place on Saturday, April 27th at the Monticello Stake Center of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The time of that of those services will be announced when they are available. They haven't finalized the time yet, but we'll let you know. The family of Stephen Carey McCandless invites friends and family to a celebration of his life on Saturday, April 27th from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Old City Park in Moab. And a celebration of life for Cortez resident Julianne Whiteley will be held on Sunday, May 5th at 400 North Mildred Avenue in Cortez, beginning at 1 p.m. Julianne passed away on March 27th. For more information on these and other services, check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Well, very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Again, you're listening to the morning show on 92.7. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Welcome to Ute Mountain Casino, where the excitement never stops. Join us for 444 Fridays. Every hour, one lucky winner wins in $400 free play, plus 400 drawing entries and 400 gift points. Rolling in free play. One winner every hour will win $400 in free play. Saturdays in April, enter our $28,000 free play giveaway with chances from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. to win up to $1,000. Local appreciation on Thursdays. Come feel the thrill all April long at Ute Mountain Casino.
It's tax season, and there's no better place to use your refund than High Performance Ford of Moab. Tax refunds make great down payments and can help lower your monthly interest rate. We have a wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles with deals on everything from Mavericks to Super Duties and thousands off F-150s. We offer a variety of financing options with rates as low as 1.9% on F-150s and 0% financing on Explorers, Edges, and Escapes. Call or come in today. Tax season done right at High Performance Ford of Moab. It's that easy.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Monday, April 22nd, 2024, 9:36 a.m.
Yeah, and it was on on this day in 1969, 55 years ago today, that song, those songs, it was Aquarius and Let the Sunshine In by the Fifth Dimension. That was the number one song in the land. It was, those two songs were written for the musical Hair, won both the Grammy Award for Record of the Year and the Best Pop Vocal Performance by a Group for the Grammy Awards in 1970. Big song back in the day. So that's the age of Aquarius, 55 years ago. On this day in 1870, Vladimir Lenin was born in Russia. And on this day in 2004, former NFL player Pat Tillman was killed in Afghanistan. Of course, he left the NFL to join the military after the September 11th attacks. And tragically, it was later revealed that he was killed by friendly fire when he died on this day in 20 years ago today. Today is Earth Day. The first Earth Day was 54 years ago. It was a big day back 54 years ago, and it kind of fell into, it went away for many years. They first started striking. Hey, let's take the day off work in 2018, and all of a sudden it seems to be gaining momentum now that it's a day off of work for some people. Passover starts tonight. Jews across the world will gather to retell the story of Moses and the children of Israel and their experiences in Egypt. Of course, Easter was several weeks ago, and generally these two events are at the same time. But this year, the Passover is during the full moon on April 22nd tonight because of a leap month in the Jewish calendar. We had a leap year this year that added February 29th. On the Jewish calendar, they added a complete lunar month, 28 days. But regardless, Passover starts tonight. Birthdays today, J. Robert Oppenheimer was born today, April 22nd, 1904. He died in 1967. Of course, he led the Manhattan Project in World War II that built the first atomic weapons. Actor Jack Nicholson is 87 years old today. Singer Glenn Campbell was born on this day in 1936. He passed away in 2017. Just last week on Lineman Day, we were talking about Campbell and his greatest song, Wichita Lineman. Rock legend Peter Frampton is 74 years old today. And the prophet Muhammad was born on this day in 571 AD. Birthdays today for Marilyn Palmer, Reuben Badger, Georgia Whiting, and Don Johnson. And weekend birthdays for Janet Wilcox, Katie Perkins, Britton Brewer, Riley Lyman, Kyle Coleman, Rick Bumkrot, Connie Wagner-Passmore, Janice Force DeMille, Angela Garcher, and Keith Husky. That's a good list. If you want to give a birthday shout-out on the morning show, give us a call. We're glad to do it. Call us at 435-587-2277. Or email info at redrock92.com.
Well, thanks for those, Bill. I got one more to add. Angie Cross Stewart's birthday is today as well. So happy birthday, Angie.
Very nice.
Yeah. Well, again, it's the morning show on 92.7. As part of the morning show, we've got the on-air job fair. That's job opportunities in the Red Rock area. We'll send you over to that and be back with the sports reports. It's the morning show on 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Ready to hire? Young's Machine Company is looking for a qualified applicant with great customer service skills. This position requires skills in shipping and receiving parts, purchasing, inventory and data entry, as well as other office work. Applicant must be computer literate, capable of multiple tasking, and available to work Monday through Thursday, 6 to 8 hours per day. Young's Machine Company is an equal opportunity employer. Call Steve Young at 435-587-2292 or fax your resume to 435-587-2312. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include a nurse's manager, a dietary cook, and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. Also, Spanish Valley Clinic seeks a receptionist. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade@sanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonland Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a lube tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, Stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of job openings, including Economic Development Director, an Economic Development Specialist, and an Advanced EMT or Paramedic in Blanding. Also seeking 6 seasonal workers, 2 weed sprayers, 2 road department laborers in Blanding, and 2 road department laborers in Monticello. There are also 2 part-time positions in Blanding, one for a senior center aide and the other for a library aide. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Dene Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Worldmark Moab has an immediate opening for an experienced maintenance manager with a $3,000 sign-on bonus. Also, front desk, housekeeping, and house person wanted at $20.50 an hour. Worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing are available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person, on-site, at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Discover your next career at the Synergy Company in Moab. Currently hiring production assistants to join our team and help create and package our line of vitamins and dietary supplements. Positions start at $18 to $21 per hour, and new hires enjoy a $1,500 sign-on bonus. Our jobs offer fantastic benefits and on-site childcare. All positions are year-round, indoors, and offer advancement opportunities. Visit thesynergycompany.com to learn more and apply today. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions for registered nurses in many departments, including an OB/med surgery registered nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a scrub technician, a sleep technician, and a sleep technician trainee,
as well as a business office specialist / registration clerk, and a food services associate.
Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show. This is Bill Boyle. David Boyle is hosting the show this morning from afar, and we've got some technical issues that we're working through. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, no. Just go ahead and we can get the next segment started, or the next set of words from sponsors, and we'll be back.
It's warming up out there, and Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, has everything you need to help you get your gardens and flowers planted in time for summer fun.
The shelves are packed with lots of great camping, fishing, swimming, and barbecue gear. Park benches are 20% off. And they've got you covered for allergy season, too. Walker Drug offers local prescription delivery and a medical sync program. Walker Drug, Moab's everything store. Right next door to Walker's True Value.
Summertime is knocking on the door in Red Rock Country, and Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, has a special offer to help Red Rock 92 listeners get their air conditioners tuned up in time for the heat wave. Now through the end of spring, get your AC service for only $99. That's just $99 for full springtime service on your AC from Moab Heat and Cool. The deal's gone when the heat's on, so take advantage of this special limited time offer. Call Moab Heat and Cool today at 435-259-1519.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs.
Everything you need for the season is at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. All month long, save big on select varieties of Scott's Turf Builder lawn programs. Buy one, get one free on mix and match bags of KT Bird food. Come check out the great deals on select Ace Yard and Garden tools. Plus, discounts on Eco lawn equipment and all the grills in stock. It's all part of the Red Hot Buys all month long at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Sifford. It was a good weekend for Grand County. The softball team swept a doubleheader with North Sevier 12-2 and 19-9, and the boys' soccer team beat Gunnison 2-1. The softball team is eighth in the Utah 2A with a 10-6 record. The boys' soccer team improves to 10-2 on the year. Their final standings will be revealed later in the week with their state tournament beginning next week. The San Juan baseball team won a close battle with local rival Monticello 4-2 on Friday. The Broncos are third in the Utah 2A with a 14-5 record. The Buckaroos are now 1-9, ranked 12th. The San Juan boys soccer team suffered a couple close losses over the weekend, 2-1 to Millard and 1-0 to Gunnison. They're now 1-10 on the season. The Montezuma Cortez baseball team split a doubleheader with Alamosa, losing 6-5 but winning 8-4. The Panthers are 20th in the Colorado 3A with an 8-8 record. The San Juan track and field team finished 5th at the Eastern Utah Championships in Price. Monticello, Green River, and Whitehorse were 9th, 10th, and 11th. The Montezuma Cortez track and field team took 4th at the Ron Keller Invite in Durango. Mancos was 8th, Dolores 10th, and Dove Creek 11th. The Monticello golf team continues to dominate Region 19. They won the event they hosted at the Hideout on Thursday, and both the boys and girls are ranked first in 1A play. The Grand County boys are 3rd in the 2A standings. One event on the docket today, the San Juan baseball team is visiting Bayfield. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Monday, April 22nd, 9:50 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the show. Let's take a look at the regional sports report now, looking at playoff action in the National Basketball Association. The Phoenix Suns dropped the first game on Saturday to the Minnesota Timberwolves, 120-95. So they are down 0-1 in the series. That happened on Saturday, the Denver Nuggets beating the Los Angeles Lakers 114-103. Nikola Jokic with 32 points in the win. The Denver Nuggets are in action tonight. They're hosting the Lakers for Game 2 of the series. That tips off at 8 o'clock. On the ice, the Colorado Avalanche and Winnipeg, they didn't get the memo that hockey is supposed to be low scoring in their first game. A 7-6 win for Winnipeg over the Avalanche, so Colorado's down 0-1 in that series. And finally, looking at some Major League Baseball, the Diamondbacks are now 11-12 after going 2-1 over the weekend and splitting a series with the Giants 2-2. Looks like today they are in St. Louis taking on the Cardinals. 5:45 is that opening pitch. And the Rockies over the weekend, they went 1-2, beating the Mariners once, losing to them twice. They're hosting the Padres and opening pitch of that game in Denver tonight at 6:30. Well, again, that's going to do it for the Regional Sports Report. And with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Monday.